Cougars are back. We're joined right now by the head coach of the University of Houston, the AAC Conference Coach of the Year this season. Fifth Conference Coach of the Year award in his career. Houston over San Diego State, 67-65 last night. That was their first tournament win since 1984. Houston going up against Michigan tomorrow, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time. We are joined by Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, good to have you back on. What's going on? How are you today?
Always good to be on you with you, Jim. Everything's going good, brother.
Kelvin, I got to ask, you know, go back to last night. You and I have spoken after so many of your big wins, so many of the big moments in your career. So what's going through your head when San Diego State ties that game at 65 and then Rob Gray's got the ball in his hands, the clock is winding down. Kelvin, were you calm or maybe were you feeling something else last night?
You know, Jim, it was an eerie feeling because last Sunday, we're playing Cincinnati for the conference championship. Same situation. Under a minute to go, we're up three. And their big man, Kyle Washington, takes a three-point shot about 3 feet behind the line and makes it to tie it up at 55. So 55-55, we call timeout, set up the last shot for Rob. Same exact situation. And he settles for a three, which you know, I'd much rather him get in the paint and make a play on that shot. But same situation. I said, you know what? I think the basketball guys are going to even this one out. So, but Rob, you know, Rob did what he should have done. He attacked the basket. Let's see if we can get fouled or get it on the. If you get it on the rim from close, you got a chance. Offensive rebound it, tip it in. If you're shooting a three and it comes out, you have no chance.
Kelvin, what a big-time finish that was. I mean, he goes with that crossover. He splits the defenders with the up and under and an unbelievable finish. He said after the game, Kelvin, quote, "I never played in March Madness. I'm a fifth-year senior who went to the NIT twice. We lost the championship by one in the AAC. That's still in my head. I can't get over it. I didn't want to go home. I didn't want this to be my last game for Coach Sampson." End quote. What does it mean to hear that from him?
You know, he's a special kid, Jim. I can't say enough about the leadership that he's brought. He's got a lot of Baker Mayfield in him, and that he's, you know, he's borderline braggadocious. He's a little bit flaky. He's a little bit right at the center line, but he is all about winning his teammates and his. Everything he does is about making sure that we're in the best position to win. This is a guy in the month of June that before we lifted 4 days, would go out on his own and run 2 miles around the track. And I didn't even know he was doing it until I saw Carl Lewis one day over in our offices. And he started saying, "Coach, that Rob Gray is the most dedicated basketball player I've ever seen. So you know how hot it gets here. Rob's out there running 2 miles every 4 days a week just before he lifts." So he prepared for this moment. The harder you work, the more good things come your way. So I think Rob's really earned it.
I know how hot it gets out there. I know how humid it gets out there. But, Kelvin, I didn't know that Carl Lewis was hanging around the facility. Has he spent much time around the team? What's it like having him around?
You know, he's our track coach.
Sure.
Leroy Burrell is the head coach, and Carl is the assistant coach. But our 4x100 relay team was the national champions last year, and they're all 400 meter runners. One of our sprinters just broke two indoor records. So if this is calling you up or knocking on your door, and you're a sprinter, and you want to be the best you can be, he's the guy to go with. So it's unbelievable having him on our staff. I love sitting down and picking his brain.
Both those guys, Leroy Burrell as well. Kelvin Sampson joining us. You know, Kelvin, when you came on recently, we talked about the success that you were having in the NBA as an assistant coach and that your name had come up for head coaching jobs, but you came back to college. When you have a night like last night with your players, is that one of those moments that you can only really have in college?
I think so, because of where we started. You know, this was 4 years ago in 2014 when you know, the program was at its depths. I took the job April 3rd, and by April 20th, after the smoke cleared and everybody transferred out, we only had five players returning. So we had to go recruit seven or eight guys. And you know, in the NBA, they would have fired you the next year. So you wouldn't have had time to rebuild it. But the administration here has done a great job of giving us the resources to be successful. We moved into a $25 million Guy V. Lewis Development Center my second year. This year we played all our home games over at Texas Southern, where Mike Davis coaches. And so we were kind of orphans this year because we're doing a $60 million renovation of our arena. Tillman Fertitta, who just bought the Rockets, wrote us a check for $20 million to get naming rights. It's going to be called the Fertitta Center. So, you know, everything is moving in such a positive direction. And for us to make the tournament this year, win our first game, now we're heading into our second game, that just gives us a lot of momentum and positive vibes for next year. I think we've already sold over 5,000 season tickets for next year, which is, I think, the most they've ever sold here for basketball.
So you've got this thing going once again. And when I look back, Kelvin, on your career, you're closing in on 600 career wins, which is amazing when we think about your time at Montana Tech. The old saying, of course, is there are some jobs which are hard. There are some jobs which are bad. And with all due respect, I might even be able to argue that coaching Division II basketball in Butte, Montana is both hard and bad. But you turn that program around, and you've done that pretty much everywhere you've been. So how much pride is there when you go into a situation, you've got a vision, and then you deliver on that vision?
No, it is gratifying. But you know what I enjoyed most about last night, as it relates to your question, Jim, is that I just like all coaches in that moment, you have so many texts from friends and family. But I had text messages from kids that I coached at Montana Tech, Washington State, Oklahoma, Indiana, Milwaukee Bucks, San Antonio Spurs, and Houston Rockets. Every team I've been with, I had a text from somebody. R.C. Buford texted me from San Antonio. So, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling to know that you're able to touch lives at the schools that you've coached, and you're able to maintain relationships. Because, you know how it is, Jim. We're basketball coaches or football coaches. Most people that don't know us judge us whether we win or lose. If we're winning, well, you must be doing something wrong. And if you're losing, then you're a bum. But beyond all that, it comes down to having great relationships. And that's something I really enjoy about building those programs, is the relationships that follow you after you leave.
You know, Kelvin, I don't know if you would feel that way or say that type of thing when you were younger. I know I wouldn't, but you start to get into it. I remember somebody once said to me, it's all about the relationships. It's always about the relationships. But yep, when you're younger, yep, and you're in the middle of that thing, you don't think that, right? You think it's about the thing. You think about it's the next game.
Right.
So I would imagine now, like, you look back, before you go, you talk about tough jobs. I know you're not going to make it about yourself, but growing up, you had some really tough jobs growing up in North Carolina. Now, the last time you came on, we talked about your dad, but let's go back even further, your grandfather and the tobacco markets. In an interview that was published on Deadspin, you told the story of being 16 and having to hire men who were 25 to 50 and then coaching them up and motivating them during a day's work in tobacco. That's an amazing story. What were those days like, and then how much did that help form you into the coach that you are right now?
Well, for one thing, it teaches you to, you can't quit. And you can't let the people around you quit, because if you do, you're going to lose your job. You know, most guys that are in employment offices at 7 o'clock in the morning, just living day to day, usually have some kind of personal flaw. They've had something to go wrong in their lives, sometimes by no fault of their own. But, you know, with everything, there's always unintended consequences for people like that. But I would literally, Jim, look for 7 or 8 guys to fill out my crew to pick up the tobacco off the floor in 250, 300-pound sheets, put it on these things they call jacks, which are a wooden rectangle with wheels on all four corners, and stack them up too high and roll them to the different doors so the company could put them on their trucks and take them to the regrind plants. That's what I did every summer. But a lot of these guys were alcoholics. A lot of them were abusing drugs. But, you know, I had to take what I could get. I remember this. Aqua Belva was 69 cents. A Coke then was 25 cents. So they would go over to the drugstore and get a thing of Aqua Velva, which is about 80% alcohol. They drink that Coca-Cola down about enough to pour the whole thing of Aqua Velva in. Wow. And they would drink it.
Wow.
And that would give them their buzz. In the afternoon when they started sweating, I could smell the Aqua Velva coming out of them. But that's a true story, man.
That is incredible.
Guys just have to getting through the day, and that's what working in those tobacco markets in North Carolina in the summertime was all about. Just doing your job and trying to, and hiring the guys on a daily basis that could help you finish your job.
When you were a teenager, Kelvin Sampson, that is an incredible story. Kelvin, you've got, I could do an hour with you easy, even though we just spoke, but you've got John Beilein in Michigan coming up tomorrow night. So what is the number one thing that you're stressing to your team between now and tip-off to get ready for the Wolverines?
Well, since our game ended last night, I've watched them play Michigan State, the entire Michigan State game, the entire Purdue game, the entire Iowa game in the tournament. You're going to make mistakes against Michigan. Bogner is an impossible matchup with us because our five men can't play outside the paint. So we've got to figure out how we're going to guard him and with who. But they're going to make you look silly at times. And I'm going to tell our guys today when we meet, we're going to go through our film session. It's okay. They make everybody look silly. You know, I think they beat Michigan State three times this year. And so they've beaten a lot of good teams. But, you know, for us, we just have to be who we are. You know, we're not going to all of a sudden change and flip the script or go bring a new guy in. This is who we are. You know, our toughness and how hard we play, out scrapping them, and the ball is missed. We've got to find a way to go get it and make it a 94-foot game. Because if it's a 47-foot game, Michigan has a clear advantage there.
They look like a Kelvin Sampson team. They're going to scrap. They're going to battle. And you've got another opportunity. Houston back in the tournament. Their first tournament win since 1984. And I know you're already breaking down tape. Kelvin, you made time for this interview. I appreciate you for doing that. And really nice to have you on the show. Congrats on that win and another big opportunity tomorrow night. Great to talk to you, Kelvin.
I appreciate you, Jim. Always an honor to be on with you, brother.
Appreciate you, Kelvin. Thank you so much, especially this time of year. Great job, and nice to talk to you. God, I always wish I had more time with him. He's got amazing stories. That Deadspin article is incredible. That story he told about being 16 and having to run that crew, having to hire guys 25 to 50, and he said a number of them were alcoholics, they had drug abuse problems, and that they would buy Aqua Velva, drink the Coke down, mix in the Velva, Aqua Velva, I should say, to get their buzz, and then they'd start to sweat. And he could get it. He could smell it out of their pores. That's incredible. But Houston's back in the tournament, and they advance. And now they've got an opportunity against Michigan tomorrow.